fresher coming into it. New scenery, different coach staff, everything that go along with it. So I was trying to feel my way in, you know what I mean, trying to fit in with the guys. And now we have a whole lot of guys who are gone, and I'm pretty much the old guy back there in the sense that it's a very young group.
All day, all day.
I've been trying to step up and be more of a leader in the secondary. Not so much vocally, but, you know, just through my actions and things of that nature.
You see how far it bounced out, though, right? Why couldn't it just tip to me? I had the seven, but he kept holding the ball. I'm like, come on, throw the curl. Like, I'm ready to go, too. He tipped. I'm like, oh, this is it.
You know, we got corners switching to safety, picking up guys off the streets. And, I mean, there's so much shuffling going on out there. We always try and watch extra film and communicate and, you know, just try to get guys to talk.
Hey, if you're a safety, get up here. Let's work. Start!
In our case, we have so many young guys in different positions that, you know, I try and get them to, you know, talk to each other. And
hey, sticks mentality. Hey, something to get them in third and medium. They're going to need you for that run now. They need you for the run, man.
Yeah,
get in there.
You know, whether it's not with me or the coaches or, you know, anybody else, but just try and get as much knowledge as they can because, you know, this secondary kind of takes his team on a whole other level in the sense that if we play well, we definitely give our chance, our team a chance to win.
Feet staggered, shotgun snap. Chiefs are blitzing. Carr is rolling out to the right. He'll throw it late. The pass is tipped by Fleming. An outstanding play.
Oh, come on.
Going into the game, we already told him that, look, you're definitely going to see some balls. You know, it is a rookie quarterback, and if I'm a rookie, am I going to go to a guy who has three starts or a six-year starter? You know what I mean? So we definitely knew where the ball was going to be, and just told him to man up. You know what I mean? We're not going to change the defense. We're going to bring pressure up front, and you know, the spotlight is always on us on the edges. Now, I think he went out there and did a great job. And for me, on the other side, it's just, you know, not falling asleep. You know, understand that it's going to be serious where the ball may not come my way, but I always have to be ready because that one play when I fall asleep, they can mess around and get me for a touchdown.
Let's go. You bet not. You bet not. Don't you do it. Don't you do it.
I just say, I think I'm paying attention to detail a little bit more, you know. And I think by me being in this leadership role that I'm in right now, it kind of helps me do so because I'm not a real vocal guy out there. And like I said, I do like to lead with my actions. So I know you have young guys here who like to follow my suit and my lead and everything. So as long as I go out there and, you know, be technique sound and, you know, make plays when I can and try not to make the little mistakes, and be all right.